Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're so grateful and thankful for your goodness. We pray that as we study your word, you would enlighten our hearts, and then we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Last week, we looked at the message that God so loved the world. And then we studied the fact that we need to proclaim the word of God to this world around us. Well, tonight we're going to be looking at living out the message in Colossians chapter 3. And the point of our study is how we live reflects the message that we share. Most businesses in America are known simply for what they sell. We don't often give thought to the values and the ethics behind those goods and those services. It's rare and it is refreshing when we hear of businesses that are as well known for their values as they are for what they sell. I can think of Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A. They have built a Christian culture in which they lead others to lean to God in prayer. But it's not merely just a face that they put on for the public. Their management are servants of their employees and seek to live that out with their employees. I mean, things like they give their employees Sundays off. Who does that? But you know, in the same way, our lives have got to match publicly what we say. As we tell others about Jesus, it's equally important that they see Jesus in us. Colossians chapter 3 begins, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the things of this world. Our culture influences everything from our clothing and our lifestyles to the definition and the value of our relationships. Long-term commitment to anything, whether it's a job or relationships or responsibilities, even our homes, is on the decline. Culture now has a consistent influx of change. Technology adds to our ever-changing world. Let me give you an example. That brand new cell phone that you just bought 6 months from now won't be worth what it is now because the next best thing will already be here. So with so much change in the world, it's not wise to try to constantly keep up with the trends. What's in today can be out tomorrow. And we find ourselves running to catch up again. Fortunately, the Lord Jesus is not like that. He never changes. He's never outdated. He's the one perfect constant that we can turn to. Paul wrote of the confidence we find in Jesus and warned us against seeking the things of this world. As we identify with Christ, we let go of the world's priorities and allow the Lord access and authority over our lives. And by doing this, we demonstrate to others that we really do belong to the Lord. You see, modeling an authentic Christian life may not be easy at times, and others may criticize our beliefs or our practices, or our morality. They may see our values as antiquated and irrelevant, but folks, that's far from the truth. When we make a profession of faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're displaying a new way of walking, a new way of talking that glorifies the Lord. Instead of allowing our worldly, sinful nature to run things, we can live humble, Christ-like lives in submission to God the Father. Paul said, "Your life is hid with Christ in God." Our identity with Christ means that when people look at us, they ought to see the Lord Jesus. You see, having a Christ-like character requires submitting to the authority and the lordship of the Lord. If we're not different from this world, they see no need to follow Jesus. Folks, we're called to be the real deal, reflecting the Lord in this world. Paul said in chapter 3, verse 12, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, mercy, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a quarrel against anyone, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you the same thing. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you have been called in one body, and be thankful. Paul identified several godly traits we're to put on as God's chosen ones, loved and set apart. We're to display the same traits and the same behavior as the Lord Jesus did. For this world to see Jesus reflected through us, we've got to be willing to clothe ourselves with the Lord. We should set aside the old clothes of anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and all kinds of filthy communications. We should be putting on mercy and kindness and humbleness and meekness and long-suffering. When we dress this way, the presence of the Lord Jesus will show through us. Paul provided specific instructions on dealing with the conflict. He said, forbearing one another through patience and long-suffering. We also need forgiveness to help us to avoid the dangers of an unforgiving heart. As we acknowledge our own need for forgiveness, it's easier to forgive others who have either harmed us or offended us. God provides His peace as we trust Him. Covering ourselves in God's love protects us, and it draws others to Christ as they see us living that way. Finally, we're to maintain a godly character by being thankful for all that God has done for us. You see, without a consistent mindset of Christ first, it's easy to conform to the patterns of this world instead of being transformed by the Lord. In verse 16, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The best way to learn more about God is through His Word. And the believer's life is the most common way people encounter the Lord. This is one of the reasons Paul encouraged believers to let the Word of Christ dwell in you. Stay at home. Be at home in you. The rich truths of God's Word can be taught and encouraged through various means, one of which is songs. Paul identified psalms, that's the sacred poems and the songs of the Old Testament book of Psalms. And then he said hymns. Those are festive songs of praise, songs that tell of God's faithfulness. And then spiritual songs, and that can be a variety of musical compositions which give glory to God. We are to sing all forms of music and songs to the Lord with a heart of thankfulness. We should maintain an attitude of gratitude, looking for a life from a position we all have instead of what we don't have. No matter what we do, though, we're to express thanks to God. And Paul said to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, every word, every action is to be done with a conscious recognition of Christ's lordship, His authority, and His reputation. I hope you see how important it is to demonstrate our faith to others through our character and our actions. You see, a verbal witness of God's love and salvation backed up by the lives that we lead, people may want to debate our theology and our religion, but they can't argue with a life centered and transformed by the Lord. The lives we lead in Christ speak volumes. And as God gives us opportunities to share our faith, we need to be transparent. We need to keep our focus on Christ, who has forgiven us and transformed us. Amen? Well, that ends our Bible study for tonight. But you know what? Sunday's coming. Yes, it is. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Folks, God is good. All the time. See you next time.